Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All I'm saying, if you are going to be 65, soon to be 65, or 65, you can even stop listening to me right now. Call this number, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. These two gentlemen are a lot younger than me, but by the time from they got into the building to now, I realized that I should be making this call. You want to have good health care. This is what you work for. This is what they are the specialist in. Last night, the night before, you start thinking, as I do, aches and pains. You're thinking, do I go to the doctor? Don't I go to the doctor? I'm having a problem. Do I go back and visit my PCP? You're afraid because you're thinking, I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to have bills coming into my house month after month after month that go on for years because of one procedure. That's why you've got to get the right plan, especially these Advantage plans. It took me a long time to get to where we're going to do right now, start the show, but I think you'll understand this urgency in my voice. I want all of you to get the right health care, Medicare, and the place to go, forget about the rest. It's MediConnect. Call them right now. They love doing the show so much. They have people in their office right now ready to talk to you. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And gentlemen, Lance O'Brien, Sean Horn, with all the headlines and all the news and all the things that are happening, you know, we like to have fun. We like to, you know, share a few laughs, but this is serious business. Mm-hmm. People really need to get the right plan, and that's why we do this show every week.
Absolutely. You know, we meet people every single week without fail, right, Sean?
Absolutely.
That, you know, if we didn't make that connection, either them reaching out to us or us reaching out to them, they wouldn't be able to get into the situation that's going to better them. So, you know, we love what we do. We're excited about today's show. We are going to spend a lot of time talking about Medicare Advantage. Before we jump into that, though, how did Vegas treat you last weekend, my friend?
Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay. I won
$38.20
at Rivers Casino, and I was all so excited about that.
Jackpot. Good game, though, huh?
It was. But I'll tell you what I did do, because I do have a pretty big heart. A friend of mine, her and her significant other, were going to share some time together there. And I went, here, cash it in and buy yourself a nice dinner with that.
There you go. Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
You're still in the giving spirit here.
If it would have been $3,800, I'd have been
totally
right back to Rivers Casino. Right.
I hear you. Well, like I said, we're excited to talk about Medicare Advantage today and everything that that kind of entails as we continue our Medicare series. We do have agents live in the office right now. Matt's there. Connor's there. 888-818-MEDI. We would love you to call us this morning. Before we get into all that Medicare Advantage stuff, Sean, what do we want to let the people know?
Well, for those of you who have not yet heard of us, again, MediConnect is the largest fully independent healthcare advisory firm in the region. We're free of all influence from insurers and outside factors, and we have over 30 representatives, and our specialists offer no-cost consultations to our consumers, whether in person or over the phone. Also, Lance, we do annual reviews to make sure that as your needs may change, we're there to help walk you through. And what we love to do, we've been very active this month, and it's going to pick up, where we're in the community every single week talking to people who are newly eligible to Medicare. So, again, please reach out to us, 888-818-MEDI or 6334, or you can go to our website at MediConnectInsurance.com. You can see or hear us on KDK Radio, on KDK TV. And again, most importantly, as we just discussed, we are going to be in the community again this upcoming week. We have a couple of different workshops we want to discuss. Again, we're going to be expanding the number of workshops, Lance. I'm not sure how you feel about that, but I'm kind of excited.
I'm excited. Absolutely.
And we're extending our reach. I'm going to be up in Mercer County this upcoming week delivering this type of information again. So our footprint is getting a little bit bigger. We're very excited about that. So again, if you're in one of these areas and you're becoming eligible for Medicare or have some questions about the program itself, on Tuesday, February 11th, I am going to be at the Holiday Inn up in Grove City, 21 Holiday Boulevard, Mercer, PA. And then, Lance, I believe you're going to be at the Cranberry Public Library on Wednesday the 19th.
Yep.
Always a fantastic turnout out there. We're always happy to be up there. That's 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry. Wednesday the 24th, we're going to be at the Panera Bread at 400 Penn Center Boulevard out in the Penn Hills area. And then lastly, we're going to be at the Hampton Inn out in Greensburg, which is 1000 Town Square Way on Tuesday, March 3rd. All workshops start at 6 o'clock, free to attend. You can RSVP by calling 888-818-MEDI or going to our website at MediConnectInsurance.com.
Yeah, and I love those events a lot, Rob, because a lot of people come in, they've got a lot of questions. One of the first things, a lot of times, even before we start, is, hey, this is so confusing. Why do they make it so confusing? And I love the process of kind of seeing the light bulb go on as we go through the night and they ask their questions. So it's a great event. Again, we'd love to have you come out. Before we go to break and as we get into Medicare Advantage this morning, I just want to talk a little bit about why what we do is so important.
Yeah.
You know, every week we try to share a story. And here's the thing, Rob, we don't have to forage for the stories. A lot of times it's picking between five or six from that one week for the one that's most relevant. But just talking with one of our agents, Corey, this week, he had met a lady. Her name was Renee, and she's in Fayette County. And he had called out, reached out to her because she had sent in a postcard looking for some information. Starts asking questions. Sean, lo and behold, she went on Medicare before the age of 65, right? Because she had a disability. She went to a carrier, which is what a lot of people do. You know, she went directly there, didn't speak to MediConnect or a broker or an advisor, just went straight to the carrier. She got on a plan, and the plan was pretty good. You know, she was satisfied with it, but something big changed in her life. This year, she was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh.
Okay. So, and she was worried, as you would be, not just with the diagnosis, but what? The financial implications, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so she went on disability for other reasons, but then she got diagnosed with cancer. So she reached out and she had sent in a card and one of our agents called her. And here's long story short. She went to that carrier. They got her on a plan that was good for her at the time, but she knew nothing about Medigap plans. She knew nothing about the difference. She got only one piece of the education of what is a part of Medicare. He sat down with her. He was able to explain to her how Medicare works, what a Medicare Advantage plan is, how a Medigap plan works. Lo and behold, at the end of the day, because she's just turning 65, she has a second opportunity to pick a Medigap plan. If she didn't call and we didn't call and we didn't make this connection right now at this point in time, she would have missed an opportunity. You know what happened? She's now on a plan where she doesn't have to worry about paying anything out of pocket more than her monthly premium and $198 for the entire year. So think about the financial implications of that, right? But also think of the peace of mind, because when you get cancer, what's the first thing you start thinking about?
Am I going to make it through? What are the bills going to be if I do?
I'll be honest with you. At my age, I'd be more worried about my family.
Being
stuck with all those bills.
Yep.
Exactly. So now what she doesn't have to worry about is all those bills coming in, because she knows that she's in a great place. Just an awesome story. Just one sample this week of many things of what we do to really help get people in a better spot.
All right. Don't forget, coming up February the 11th, Holiday in Grove City. On Wednesday the 19th, Cranberry Public Library. Wednesday the 24th, Panera Bread, Penn Center Boulevard. And then on March the 3rd, which happens to be my son's birthday, Hampton Inn, Town Square. Always got to take care of the family.
That's right.
That's out in Greensburg. Call them at 888-818-633. 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Get those RSVPs in. We have much more to come with Lance and Sean. Stay with us. True Value coming up within the hour. Okay, we're right back at it. And let me just urge all of you that are listening, call now and make an appointment to meet them at MediConnect. They're there now. They'd love to talk to you. 888-818-6334. We always invite you to call here, but really, we want to give you a lot of information so that, in turn, will give you a lot of information so when you make the call and make an appointment, you'll know where you're headed. Lance, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fired up, actually, Rob, this morning, just because for me, being able to see people's situation better where they didn't realize it could be is so important. That's why this open enrollment is important. If you have benefits that you're not getting that you want, give us a call. If you have a major change in income and that has affected your ability to afford your plan, or maybe you want to get a plan that has maybe better benefits, give us a call. If you've had a major increase in the price of your Med Sup, I mean, there's just so many things, and this is the open enrollment. Give us a call, 888-818-MEDI. We'd love to talk to you, to really evaluate, review your situation with you. Medicare is such a big deal. $600 billion, we've talked about that a lot the last few weeks. $600 billion a year in our budget. Second biggest program. And there's four parts to Medicare. We talked about Part A a couple weeks ago, which is inpatient hospitalization. We talked about Part B, which is your medical or your doctors and services last week. And today, we want to talk about Part C, which is Medicare Advantage. And Sean, just kind of give us an overview of what Medicare Advantage is.
Yeah, so what Medicare Advantage really does is it encompasses all the working parts of Medicare into one program. So it provides assistance and coverage in areas for Part A, which again is your inpatient hospital, Part B, which is your doctor and medical, and then as well as your Part D prescription drug coverage, where again, you pay one premium, you get all of that coverage into one. But with Medicare Advantage, as far as what it costs, the premiums are going to range greatly. It's quite crazy to the level by which it will.
And there's a lot of plans, right?
And there's a lot of plans. I mean, my goodness, it's hard to keep track of all the tests we got to take and everything on a yearly basis. But I mean, the premiums themselves can range between $0 and $301 a month.
Wow. That's a pretty big spread.
That is a huge spread. And then when you talk about why there is such a big, I mean, look, there's people out there who have the preconceived notion that, listen, I'm going to pay more for my coverage to know that it's going to work the best. But we're going to talk a lot today, Lance, about the fact that there's a lot of people out there who have plans that are over $100, $150 a month, where there are so many plans available this year where you can actually get just as robust coverage and cut your costs down to $40, $50, $60 a month. I mean, so kind of what happens over time is these insurance companies understand that our demographic really gets comfortable with things and hates change. They know that and they kind of run with it. So therefore, we're going to break that down a little bit more. But what you need to know when it comes to Medicare Advantage plans is that they have a higher out-of-pocket cost when you use the coverage, such as co-pays and co-insurances. And the more significant the situation, the higher the copay. So if you're going to a doctor, they may just be $10, $20 or what have you. But if you go into the hospital, which again, we're going to spend a lot of time on today, it could be a few hundred dollars per day if you're not insured properly. So these are where we got to really pay a lot of attention, as well as there's maximum out of pockets you got to pay attention to, but that can go from anywhere from $3,400 to $10,000. So there's a lot of moving parts to Medicare Advantage, folks. So this is what we're going to be discussing today. And more forward, and Medicare Advantage covered the Part B deductible that we talk about. Lance, you just mentioned that last break where the lady had $198 deductible. Well, Medicare Advantage plans actually cover that, as well as the Part D, as in drug, Part D deductible, which can be as much as $435 this year. So for the dollar, it does a really good job of providing robust coverage oftentimes, but
Absolutely. You
just have to know where the insurance will take you.
Yeah, I think one of the things, Rob and Sean, that people really like about Medicare Advantage is I call it the Comcast or the Verizon effect, if you will. And it's not so much they like the service of those companies, but if you get Comcast, right, you get your phone, your internet, and your TV all in one bundle. And I think that's the thing that's really attractive about a Medicare Advantage plan for people is it has to cover the minimums that Medicare requires, but it can also add extra things. So not only can you get your health coverage, the A and B's covered in your Medicare Advantage plan, but you can also get extras like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, over-the-counter, and we've seen a lot of big changes in that. And then you can get free gym membership, and then your drug coverages. So what people love about Medicare Advantage is the fact that they can get their coverage all in one neat little package. The challenge of that is there's usually more out-of-pocket cost.
And probably more than that, Lance, is the fact that competition in this realm is very, very good. And I don't know if it's ever been more competitive out there than it is right now. I mean, you're hearing about over-the-counter benefits that could be as much as $40 a month for the traditional Medicare beneficiary, right?
Right.
You're talking about gym memberships and dental benefits that could be quite robust as well. So, again, Medicare really doesn't cover these items by itself. So you have to get involved with these programs that do have the coverage in force. So, again, there's a lot of moving parts to it. And I know that one of the things that we hear about oftentimes after somebody does enroll is, well, how much dental do I have after they enroll, right?
Right.
Here's the time to take a look because we are in an open enrollment period. You can take a look at your options once more. So if something like vision, dental, hearing, over-the-counter benefits.
Transportation.
Yeah, any one of these items, here's your one last chance to take a free look before your coverage is in for the whole year.
Yeah, the Medicare medical coverage has remained fairly constant, I'll say. Where we've really seen the Medicare Advantage plans explode, especially in the last 3 or 4 years, is through the extras, the ancillaries, the bundle effect,
yes.
All of the additional things that they can get that are important. Because, Rob, original Medicare, unfortunately, doesn't care about the eyes, the ears, and the mouth of seniors. Within original Medicare itself, there's
right.
not a lot of coverage for that, and certainly not routine. That's where the Medicare Advantage plans come in. So we're going to talk more about this really in-depth next thing about how people get stuck in one plan and they don't realize the options. So, but before we go to break, just want to remind everybody that we're going to be this Tuesday, the 11th, we're going to be up at the Holiday Inn in Mercer, PA. Sean will be there. And then next Wednesday, February 19th, I'll be at the Cranberry Library, 2525 Rochester Road. All seminars, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we've got about a minute left. One of the things, too, we're going to be talking about Medicare Advantage plan for the last 10 years. If you've been enrolled, it's imperative that you take a hard look at your benefit and premiums now. Kind of tease that a little bit. Why is that so important?
Well, like I just said a few moments ago, these insurance companies know that people get comfortable when they hate change. So therefore, premiums steadily go up a little bit each year. The benefits don't go up along with it. But again, with the competition being the way it is, now is the time to really take a look because you can really save on premium, may even increase your benefit levels and have
can
some.
Can your price, this is the reason I brought this up, can the price go up a little without you even noticing it or paying attention? Can they do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all those prices change all the time. The benefits change every year, too.
Then you should be, like, re-engaging on a regular basis.
Yes. Correct.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. 888-818-MEDI. It's 888-818-MEDI. Medi, 888-818-6334. And Matt and Connor are standing by right now. If you'd like to talk to them, please pick up the phone and do so. Don't forget MediConnectInsurance.com. They're here every week to keep you in the zone, the senior zone. They're going to be out and about. You want to make RSVPs at any of those locations. Find out what they do. MediConnectInsurance.com. Again, the phone number, and they are standing by. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Melinda's got the news 2 minutes away, and then we're back with more with Lance and Sean and MediConnect, the Senior Zone, in moments. Rob Pratt Saturday, KDK Radio. I do want to remind you that Matt and Connor are standing by to take your phone calls. Please pick up the phone. Call them now at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And we will go over where they're going to be in the next few days in just a little bit. But right now, let's get back to Sean Horn. Sean.
So, Rob, right before the break, you were teased us in a little bit talking about if you hadn't reviewed or made a change in the last 10 years. But I want to get into the nuts and bolts of it a little bit more to talk about the financial ramifications of how this all plays together. So let's start with the fact of Social Security is a integral part of Medicare. And last year, Social Security only went up 1.6% on average.
What's the one thing we've been saying the last couple of weeks? Medicare, $600 billion.
Social Security.
That's the highest. Medicare is actually the first. So these two are tied together,
absolutely,
right, Sean?
Absolutely. They're handcuffed together. So 1.6% raise last year, which is smaller than the year before. But also take into consideration, Lance, that the Part B premium for everybody went up at a minimum of $9 a month.
Right.
So it's almost like they're paying you to pay more into Medicare, unfortunately. and we hear about it all the time.
We do, and it's sad. You know, it's actually sad.
It is. So the reason why we really wanted to focus in on this today, not just because it's the open enrollment period, But it has a lot to do with the fact that, again, fixed incomes are getting tighter and tighter as time goes on. Cost of living isn't going along. Price of everything is going up. So as a result, now would be the most opportune time to take a look at, hey, can I get similar benefits to what I have, or maybe even enhanced benefits to what I have while still cutting my premium down? And now would be the most opportune time, because as we've been talking about all show, Lance, with the competition being the way it is, there are some fantastic programs that come in anywhere from $30 to $70 a month, which is, Rob, I mean, I'm not a mathematician. I went to Pittsburgh Public School, but
that's okay. It's a great school.
It is. You're absolutely right.
What school did you go to?
I graduated from Carrick. Thank you.
I'm a fan.
Well, thank you. But I do know that $70 a month is a lot less than $300.
Oh, yeah, I could live with that. Where do I sign up?
Absolutely. So that's why we want to talk about, I mean, there are some potential massive cost savings where you can get the medicine that you need and not have to cut them in half, or get the groceries you have to do, or again, or just at the minimum, not put every penny you have into your insurance, Lance.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So just to real quickly, in the last 3 years, their Part B has gone from 110 to 144. That's $34.
Can I interject something here? Because you just brought up something very near and dear to my heart. I'm a big fan of public schools, especially the Pittsburgh public schools. I have friends. My children's mother is an amazing public school teacher. They have great benefits. They deserve those great benefits because they work very hard. I've seen it firsthand. Give them everything they need, those tools to raise the next generation. Do teachers who retire and turn 65, do they get on Medicare?
Yeah, they go on Medicare, and usually if they've put enough time in with PEASERS, you know, Pennsylvania schools, they get a $100 discount. And we actually work with a ton of those people,
Good, Rob. We're
actually connected directly with the HOP program. So if there's HOP people listening this morning and you're looking for someone to give you a look, we actually specialize in that. But they'll do Medicare, but they'll also have the opportunity to get HOP. A lot of times their spouses won't qualify for the discount, so they'll work with us to get a plan that's comparable but more affordable for them.
Okay,
so
I just wanted to interject that. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, going back to what Sean was saying, I mean, there's such a wide range. Mm-hmm. So we do mention it often. 42 Medicare Advantage plans, Allegheny County. 41 Westmoreland County. Go to Butler County, Beaver County. There's over 40. There's not 40 different companies. There's maybe 8 companies, but they're all offering different plans, okay? Multiple plans. And what they're doing is usually every company has a zero premium.
Yep.
Then they've got like a 20 or 30 or 40, you know, and then they can get up into higher ranges, as Sean mentioned earlier, all the way up to 301. And what we see a lot of times is people are spending over $80 a month for their Medicare Advantage plan, and they really don't need to be doing that, Rob. There are options out there that will, in some cases, improve their benefits and cut their monthly premium by over $100.
And potentially keep them with the same company,
And keep them with the same company, exactly.
That's big.
Yeah, and what we do is we will take a look at what their situation is and be able to do that. So if you're listening today and your monthly premium is over $75, we really could help you. We could be a resource to help you review your plan and your options. If your coverage levels decrease, because you got a notice back in the fall about how things have changed, you're in the new year and you're seeing how your coverage is changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not happy with your benefits, if you're not happy with the way the Medicare Advantage plan you're in is trending. I had a lady call me 2 weeks ago. Her hospital stay changed from a per stay, which means she paid a flat fee for when she went into the hospital, to a per day, where she had to pay every day. She was like, I can't afford to have a per day.
And can you take it a step further? Because I don't know if that resonates with everybody. I mean, you're talking about somebody had they just paid a flat rate when they were in a hospital. Was that what you just said?
Yeah. So, Rob, some of the Medicare Advantage plans, they have a per-stay hospital copay. What it means is this. You go into the hospital for, doesn't matter if it's 1 day, 5 days, 10 days, 30 days, you might pay $300 for the whole stay. Where people are on plans where their hospital stay is $275 a day for days 1 to 6.
Wow.
Or $295 a day for days 1 to 6. They have a per-day hospital stay, and you don't have to have that.
Let me ask you this. The president of the State of the Union that I was talking about, how hospitals will have to start to disclose prices coming up. Is that going to affect anything at all when it comes to what you do?
I don't think too much, to be quite honest with you, because, again, Medicare is on such a different scale when it comes to how the insurance works. Okay. There's the government's involved and then the private insurance companies. Only thing that may differ is what the cost of services, once that becomes public, what the cost of services cost the beneficiary, which may cause an uproar, which wouldn't be a bad thing.
Disruption is painful at times, but sometimes it can be good for the marketplace.
Absolutely.
Again, what we saw last year between, you know, some of the healthcare providers, it was difficult for people who were worried about losing their doctors and stuff. And we haven't really talked about it much this year, right? But that disruption actually was good for the overall marketplace, and even better once they settled it. But disruption's not a bad thing, Rob.
I got to be honest with you. I've been really happy to be with Highmark, and I've been with them for years, and I hope I can stay with them. What's the percentage? Can you even give me those odds that I could maybe stay with Highmark when I go on Medicare? I mean, is that even something somebody might come in and say, look, I've been with them for a long time. I feel comfortable with them. It gives me peace of mind. Can that help me if I come in and say, hey, this is what I have. Can you help me?
That option absolutely does exist.
Okay, good.
But what we're here to talk about today and always is that Highmark offers some fantastic programs. I'm actually insured with Highmark, and I'm pretty happy with them because my wife works in Allegheny General Hospital.
Does she?
Yes, she does.
Oh, salute.
But what we want to make sure is positively certain is that may be the way you go, but take a look at everything that is available to you when that time for Medicare does arise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's, again, the story Lance talked about earlier where the lady just picked a plan with a company that she was familiar with. Well, something changed drastically, and thankfully she had another window to take advantage of.
Let me give him and you two, Lance, a round of applause because he made it known on his Facebook page. He's hit his target rate of 50 pounds. You look like a movie star. but I also want you to know what today is, and Lance, you'll appreciate this. It's National Pizza Day.
Oh, ooh, man. Ooh,
I might have to break my diet
same
now, too.
Here.
And then I might need to go to the doctors, yeah. You know. So, but, yeah, I mean, there's so much in this Medicare Advantage space
we
could literally do. We could literally do a show on this every week, Rob, you know, because it's not just the purse days. It's not the hospital. It's not just the medical copays. It's the formularies and the changes with that because they're built right into the program. It's all the extra benefits we mentioned in the first segment. Again, if you need dental coverage that you've never been able to get before since you've been on Medicare, that's available with some of the plans this year. If you're a diabetic with insulins and that's a cost concern and you don't get any help from the federal government through low-income subsidy or you don't get help through the state through PACE, there are options out there with plans that have lowered their insulin costs this year.
And to what? Totally. I mean, you're talking lower insulin?
Oh, absolutely.
To like how much?
Well, again, if you have the PACE program and you take a generic, you can get it down to $8, $15 with a brand name. But if there's a plan this year, insulin, if you don't have those extra helps, you can get your insulin costs, depending on the one you have, because every formulary is differently,
absolutely.
But they do cover a lot of them. You can get your insulin costs down to $10.
Tell
the folks where you're going to be. And let me just tell you to RSVP 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334.
So Tuesday the 11th, this upcoming Tuesday, I am going to be at the Holiday Inn up at Grove City, 21 Holiday Boulevard in Mercer, PA. And then Lance is actually going to be at the Cranberry Library, which is 2525 Rochester Road. Beautiful facility up
One
there.
One of my favorite places.
Absolutely.
To go to.
That's going to be on Wednesday the 19th. All start times are 6 o'clock. Free to attend. Come get educated, folks.
You know, we were talking about medical transparency a little while ago. In the next segment, we're going to be talking about the popularity of medicine recruiting, advantages, all of that, and much more still to come with these two gentlemen. Please stay with us, Lance and Sean. Of course, O'Brien and Horn from MediConnect, keeping you in the zone, the senior zone. Call them. Matt and Connor are standing by. They would love to talk to you right now. 888-818-6334. All right, we'll get to those workshops one more time because I know they're always heavily attended. And we remind all of you, if you need to talk to them right now, 888-818-6334. As I mentioned going to the break, Medicare Advantage and then to recruiting and to start it, here's Lance. Lance.
Yeah, so we've been talking a lot about Medicare Advantage this morning. And the one thing that I think is really important as we enter the show today is this. Medicare Advantage is much more popular in Pittsburgh and in this region than it is in other places. I'm actually licensed in 5 states, Rob. So I work in New York, West Virginia, Maryland, Ohio. And We have Medicare Advantage plans here unlike anywhere else. And what I mean by that is, so again, if I go to Ohio, it's going to be really difficult for me to find a plan that has that per stay hospital stay that we've been talking about this morning. Most of those plans are $300 a day. And again, what having two health giants here has done is it's created a lot of competition. And that competition, I don't know if most people realize it, but nationwide, 75% of people go with a Medigap plan, that plan that works with original Medicare. Well, locally here, it's actually flipped, not quite to the same percentage level. It's in the 60s, but about 65% of the population here is Medicare Advantage. And the reason for that is because of the options that they have, right? But you want to make sure, even in a rich Medicare Advantage place, that you're getting the most robust benefits possible for you. So even with the per stay, there's still dangers, right, in the Medicare Advantage or possible pitfalls, right, Sean?
There's definitely. I mean, and that's what we encourage everybody to take a look at. I mean, and one of the reasons, Lance, that it is so popular here as well is the fact that in the Pittsburgh skyline, we have UPMCs on the tall building. There's Highmark as well. Gateway has a pretty big building down there as well, United Healthcare. So all of these companies very much drive the healthcare industry in our region, as well as all the fantastic hospitals and facilities we have. So it's usually a pretty smooth transition to go from your working benefits that you have during your employment years onto your Medicare plan with the same type of company. So that's oftentimes one of the reasons, as plus is the marketing involved and so forth. But yes, you're right, Lance. I mean, we really need to take a hard look at making sure your benefits are working as hard for you as you did to earn them.
Exactly.
So when it comes to your hospitalization, folks, please make sure you're not putting yourself into a jackpot when it comes to a huge out-of-pocket of expense if something bad were to arise. I mean, it was slippery out there yesterday, Rob. How many people fell? I saw a picture of a fireman who fell on a city street. That could have been any one of our listeners right now who's on their way to the hospital and then may have been admitted, and who knows what the daily cost would have been. So that's why we encourage everybody to take a really hard look at what's out there.
Right. I go back to what Rob said earlier. You know, you love Highmark for a lot of great reasons, right? And you're loyal, if you will. And when you get into the Medicare Advantage space, Highmark has a lot of great plans.
Absolutely.
The big question you have to ask is, what's the best plan for you?
I know.
For somebody, it might be Highmark and they've had it all the time, but it might be that they need different needs when they go into Medicare, and it could be a UPMC or an Aetna Coventry or United Healthcare or Humana. I mean, all these companies that we work with, and again, we don't mention this as much as we used to, Rob, but we work with every carrier. So our goal in meeting with you is to not say this is the best plan for you. It's to find out what your needs are, your travel habits, your prescriptions that you take, your price points, and then show you all your options. And that's so important.
You know, as my father told me years ago, the only thing that's constant is change, and comes a time you have to move out on your own. And he said, are you ready? And I said, I am. He said, but can I celebrate my 30th birthday here? You know what? There is no place like home, but everything changes, you know, and sometimes it may seem tough, but in the long run, if you put it in the hands of professionals like you, you know really what's the best interest for someone.
I think the thing that I love the most sincerely about what we do, Rob, is that we don't have to put someone somewhere.
No.
Right.
Right. Like when I sit down in front of someone, I know I have every option.
That's right.
At our disposal. So you know what that enables us to do? Focus on education. If you focus on education and building a relationship with your client, which I think is two things that are so important to us, then you're going to get them to the right spot. And you know what? They feel the liberty, the freedom of making that choice, because they're making a choice knowing what their options are.
The only thing that would be tough for me, because I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I can tell you guys do too, and you're in the business dealing with people that are older like me, and you're both young enough that you're going to be around a long time to see some of those extended family members after a long and healthy life pass away. So that can, I'm sure you do take it a little personal, because you really do care about these people, right?
We really do. I mean, that's where our passion truly does come from. I mean, the people that we have the opportunity and the great fortune to sit down with and help through this process are usually quite thankful at the end of the conversation. And again, that's what really gets me up and out of bed every morning. It allows me to put my head on my pillow at night knowing I did the right thing that day. And speaking of,
yes,
when it comes to putting your head on your pillow and doing the right thing at the end of the day, want to switch gears a little bit here, Lance, because one of the things that I'm most happy about in what we do is exactly that. We're helping out the masses. And because now we're on the radio every week, we're expanding to 8 seminars per month. We have an overflow of people that need help, and our agent force is running ragged trying to keep up with it. So therefore, if you are somebody who is potentially interested in joining our team that is passionate about helping people, loves to educate, is customer service oriented to make sure that the people are hitting their mile markers when it comes to Medicare in a very friendly way, we are expanding. So therefore, if you're somebody who's thought of entering this type of field but never had to, drive to make it happen, if you're in a field where you're not exactly, you went to school for something, or you're not excited, or you went to school for something that is in no way related to what you're doing now currently, and you have more for yourself, please talk to us.
Do me a favor. Please tell the folks where you're going to be. And let me just tell you, RSVP, 888-818-6334.
Yeah, so Sean is going to be at the Holiday Inn in Mercer, PA, this Tuesday, the 11th of February. Wednesday, the 19th, I'm going to be at the Cranberry Public Library, Cranberry Township. Wednesday, the 24th, we're going to be at the Panera Bread on Penn Center Boulevard in Pittsburgh. And then on Tuesday, March 3rd, we'll be at the Hampton Inn in Greensburg. All workshops are at 6 p.m. You can RSVP by calling 888-818-6334 or connect online at MediConnectInsurance.com. Select the seminars tab and you can sign up right there, Rob.
All right, last bit of advice, 30 seconds, quickly, 15 seconds each, go.
Educate yourself. Make sure that you're in the right and most opportune scenario for your health needs and your network.
Let us help you. Don't drown, essentially, in all that's out there trying to muddle through it on your own. Let us help you.
All right. They got the lifeline for you. They'll keep it going. Give them a call. Get it done today. MediConnectInsurance.com. Every week, 9 to 10, the Senior Zone. Rob Pratt, Saturday, KDK Radio.